for that piece. We're going to wrap things up this evening early without weather. Unfortunately, we don't have a weather report for you. So that's our program for March 31st, 2008. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. And if you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news@citr.ca. Megan Turcotto produced this radio program. For more news, join us Friday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, this is Rita Farkas thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Wings, coming up next on 101.9 FM CITR.
Hi, I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're both single moms. We started SPOC UBC, Single Parenting on Campus, an AMS club, with the hope of drawing attention to the additional challenges single parenting students face on our campus. We want to create a space for single parenting students to find resources and support.
Our first meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 6th from 11 to 12:30 at the Women and Gender Studies WAGS building right next to Brock Hall. We welcome all single parenting students and, of course, allies. And please remember that your children are always welcome.
Please help us spread the word by informing any single parenting students that you know about our group. We're also open to receiving anecdotes or stories from single parent students regarding their time spent at UBC.
Feel free to drop by our meeting on November 6th or send us an email at spoc.ubc@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing or seeing you.
I got a job.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca, and we're really excited to be with you here today. You're listening to a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. And that is it. Lots of money doing work you love. Like, you might say to yourself, well, I don't need to make a lot of money. And I say, that's okay. The theories we share on the air can be applied to a theory that you also wish to make less money at. However, the theories cannot eliminate doing what you love. So you can't say, the theories covered on the show do not work for a career where you just want to make a lot of money and not enjoy it. Because I promise you, it is a lot easier to make a lot of money doing what you hate than it is to make a lot of money doing what you love. However, what is the cost in your life? Is it costing you your soul? Is it costing you your family? Is it costing you your life? About 4 months ago, I had a show called Killer Careers, careers that are actually killing you. And we had a caller who said he was in a job for a certain number of years and said his job was killing him. And I thought, well, if it's killing him, at least he must be there for 2 to 3 years. He'd been there for 10. Is your job killing you? How long have you been in that position? And so the commitment of today's show is to cover some amazing concepts covered in steps 4 and 5 of the career management model. And we're revealing it to you for the very first time. We've never done it before because it's a new model. And one of the things I realized with callers and people that I work with one-on-one, that is, people in the end are either in two situations. They either don't know what they want to do, or they know what they want to do and they want to learn how to get it. And I figured out that there's only two things that you need to know to either figure out what you want to do and or get what you want. And the first step is building hope. So one of the commitments on the show is to build hope in your life. When you have motivation or hope, you then do the things you need to do. You get into action. You actually move your body. Because what I've noticed is when you're hopeless, your body moves less. And when your body moves less, you tend to see less success in your life. And that's what I want for you. The next thing is a next step. Everyone always says, well, I don't know what to do next. They get confused, overwhelmed, so much stimuli. And so we created the six-step model in order to show you or ask you, where are you now in your career? Identify what step you're at. And then I actually tell you what the thing you must do next to go to the next step. And employers often like that very much because it creates a focused job seeker. And focus is one of the most important parts of finding what you're looking for. Unfortunately, many people don't have the focus. And I'm going to give you a little tip now before I go into the show, and that is this. The biggest mistake you could make in your life is to try to have focus that is too far away. Often you hear people talking about how you need to have a 3, a 5, a 10-year goal. But what I've discovered is that can create a lot of anxiety. And a great advice I received from a partner from Deloitte, Tony Bark, brilliant man, very successful in his own right, says that all you need to be focused on is the next thing you want to do. So if your next thing you want to do is to apply for an engineering firm and do technology work, then be focused just on that and talk only about that. What you're going to do after that, you don't know. Sometimes when you look too far, you get stressed out. Now, some of you were born coming out of the womb with a long-term life goal. If you have that, you must pursue it. Do not ignore it. And so last week's show, we covered steps 1 through 3. We looked at your passion, step 1. Step 2, market match. Step 3, next step. And step 4 is your resume, cover letter, and interviews. I'm going to share a few tips on today's show. But before we do that, and I'm excited, and I think you'll be excited as well, I want to mention two things. One is a quote. Don't wait. The time will never be right. There was this really great article by a researcher from Harvard University that talked about a very special kind of career model. And it was the just move model, which means those people, they compared two groups of people, those people that analyzed what they wanted to do and those people that just got into action and just learned as they went. They discovered that those people that just got into action, even if they didn't have much clarity, were far more successful and happier than the group that analyzed. So you've heard of that before, analysis by paralysis, that is overanalyzing what is going on in your life. So if you are an overanalyzer and things are not working for you, what I propose to you is remember this quote, don't wait, the time is never right. I want to share with you a quick success story. I was working with a client and she was new to the country, and one of the things she was faced with was she was an engineer trained in the Philippines, came here, and I told her that it would be possible to work for one of the largest engineering firms in the country called AMEC. And she said, no, that's not possible. As an immigrant, I have to compromise and earn less money. And I said, well, listen, we've been doing this for about 2 years now, me personally 2 years, our company, Landell & Associates, we've been doing that for about 15 years, have discovered otherwise. And so here was this lovely young woman from the Philippines, about 40, 42 years old, walking in to AMEC, one of the largest engineering firms in the world, in Canada, North America, that matter, and she landed herself a role. And how did she do it? She actually reached out. She got into action. It is amazing how your demons can control your life. And sometimes you just got to get moving. And when you act, there's magic in it. We're about to go to break. After break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be revealing to you steps 4 and 5 in the career decision-making model. And we've recently added a step 6. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you haven't had a chance, read our article today in 24 hours. Page 11, great article about choosing to follow your passion. Also, for more information, you may wish to join our Facebook group, Career Columnist. Facebook group, Career Columnist. We've got podcasts, videos, and I actually answer questions for 10 minutes every night. Join the group. A lot of benefit. We'll be back in 46 seconds.
Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh, yeah, the AMS is good.
Join us at the AMS.
Yeah.
The mission for AMS is organization to improve quality of educational, social, and personal lives of the students of UBC.
There are many ways to get involved, yeah. Start a club, volunteer, or work for one of your AMS businesses.
Yeah, please visit the website at ams.ubc.ca.
Okay, yeah.
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 I got a job. I got a job.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. A show specifically designed to ensure you make lots of money doing work you love. That's about it. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. It's great to have you. We are at our new time slot, 5:30 on Mondays. We knew that most people have heart attacks on Monday mornings because they're thinking about their career. And so our new philosophy on the show is wait till 5:30 to hear the show and then decide if you want to have a heart attack or not. I propose you will have less heart attacks if you listen to this show. Why? Because we do two things. We build hope and we provide you a next step in your career. The next step we're talking about today is step five, rather four, in the career management model, the six-step career management model. That's resume, cover letter, interview, and portfolio. I want to mention something very quick about all four of those issues. Your resume, I'm going to sum it up by saying what I call the cashmere blend technique. It was in one of the articles I wrote in 24 Hours. It is about this. I bought a jacket. It said cashmere. I bought it. I then realized below the word cashmere was the word blend, but the word cashmere was written a lot larger than the word blend. I then said, well, of course, maybe it's about 60%, 70% cashmere. And I looked at the emblem. It actually said 10% cashmere. Fascinating. You see the size of the print would indicate that it would be about 60 to 70%. So here's the deal. Apply the cashmere blend technique in your resume. Ralph Lauren did it and got me to buy a jacket. What you do is you can blow up a small portion of your previous experience and make it a big part of your resume. You can actually do that. I had someone who was 20% project management, blew it up to 80% on her cover on her resume. She ended up getting the job. Cover letter. No one writes a good cover letter. Actually, you will after you hear this. There are only three things you must have in your cover letter. Number one, you have to have at least two skills that are in the job posting. Then you have to defend it with an example of when you did where you used that skill. This is where everyone fails. Step two is you have to actually say you like the skill. How do you tell someone you like them? You say you like them. So you say this, you have this skill, you did it in this project, and you actually thoroughly enjoy this and this about the project. Now a bonus, we're still in step two, is to say how that would link to the job. So link is a little bonus to step two. Step three, why do you want the firm? How do you prove it? Primary research. Go out and talk to people and say that in your cover letter. So skill, you like the skill, and primary research. Next, interviews, the magic three. Identify your top three skills and an example where you demonstrated those top three skills. It's called magical. Because when you do that, you can answer almost every interview questions just with those three. How do you do it? For example, you have a skill of, let's say, teamwork. And in that teamwork, you have a project. And in that project, you have deadlines and initiatives and problems. So if I were to ask you an example of, tell me a time where you took initiative, you can use the same example. Tell me about a time where you dealt with a difficult person, you can use that example. But here's the rule of thumb. You must intersperse your examples. You cannot use the same example two times in a row. But if you identify three with the top three skills, you're on your way. And portfolio, finally, in step four, your portfolio. It's lovely. You did it in elementary school, show and tell. Buy a black binder, put plastic inserts in it, then slip all of your portfolios, samples of your project work, samples of email compliments. Have you ever received an email compliment? Save them. They're really good. I always have a little compliment folder in my email. Whenever you get a compliment, put it down, print it out, put it in your portfolio. Any thank you letters, any publications, any photos of you doing the job you love. I had this one individual who showed me their portfolio. He had this great shot of him going down into a sewer. And he did that for one of his summers. And he was applying for a job working for the city in a new city. And he showed the photo in his interview. And it was a perfect opportunity because he had just talked about how he loved it, showed the photo, and they got a little bit of a chuckle out of it. It's show and tell. Show and tell really works well. Okay, so that's step four. Step five. What is step five all about? Step five can generate a lot of anxiety in a lot of people. So this is what I'm going to say. Step five is not for everyone. And if it's not for you, then don't do it. Step five is actually going out there and getting what you want. You know, at one point I was talking with an individual on the phone for about 20 minutes, talking to him about the five, rather the six-step model. And it was a lot of resistance. And finally, I couldn't understand why someone wouldn't want to know a system that can take them from not knowing what you want to actually being behind the desk in front of the person doing what you love, earning good money. And then it hit me. After 20 minutes, I asked him the question, do you want a better life? And he said, no. And so I realized that he was choosing not to have a better life. Now, he was depressed. And so I said to him, well, do you want to get over this depression? Do you want to work on this? And he said, no. And so for those of you out there who are possibly feeling down and not motivated, choose to either make a change or choose to stay where you are. And there's a lot of self-confident building when you choose to say, you know what? I just want to watch TV for the next month, or I want to collect unemployment, or I want to just ride out my current job and not even think about it and go drink every night. There is power in choosing that. But I'm telling you this, when you're ready, and if you're ready now, these steps can work for you. Step five is all about the 1-3-20 technique. And the great news about it is it's based on an 18-month study that I conducted with 355 professionals at the highest level, from doctors, architects, engineers, educators, technicians, tutors, the whole spectrum, software engineers, the whole kit. And we discovered in this 18-month study that if you did this activity for 3 weeks, you had a 72% chance of finding employment, meaningful employment, within 12 weeks or less. And so when we started seeing these results, I started getting excited, and obviously so did everyone else. And so my commitment is to share it with you. So as I share these 1-3-20 techniques, I want you to think in your life right now, are you stuck? And do you need practical strategies to get unstuck to find what you want? If you are stuck and you want some free advice, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And we'll address your call. The one in the 1-3-20 technique is very straightforward. So you do this every week for only 3 weeks. At the end of 3 weeks, you must stop. Because what happens is you actually generate so much momentum, you can't keep up. So you have to stop. So the number one is you do one networking activity every week. Whether you love it or not, you must get out there. And the number one way to start, or place to start to do networking, is to join the association in which you wish to work. The beautiful thing is, if you want to be an accountant, you can join the CMA Association even if you don't even have the designation. If you want to be a real estate appraiser, you can join the association even if you aren't an appraiser by certification. You can join the British Columbia American Marketing Association even if you're not in marketing. And I will tell you that these associations are gold mines. Literally, I've seen people go to one meeting, and usually you can get your first event for free because you're trying to test it out. Because in the end, if you go, they're going to want to recruit you to raise money. So you pay membership dues. And in one meeting, you could build exactly the kind of network and contacts that can help you land the employment. Remember, you must have a statement of purpose, which is your pitch. Well, you might say, I don't know what I want. Listen very carefully. as long as you say the pitch or the statement of purpose with some clarity and you don't have focus, which is too far down, you can have a next step focus. So you say, my name is this. I am a financial analyst. I am an engineer. I'm a freelance writer. I am a practicing doctor. I am a, give the title. And then you say, with experience in, let's say you're a writer with experience in the travel industry. And I'm particularly interested in, and list two companies you'd like to work for. So maybe list two magazines that are on your radar screen. And then you must do the ask. Most people are really bad at the ask. There is no point in revealing any information to a network contact that you don't know or that you do know unless you ask for something. And the ask is this. Do you have any suggestions about people I could talk to or places I could look? People I could talk to or places I could look. It works really great. And that's the one of the 1-3-20 technique. I'm going to reveal to you the 3 and the 20. You're going to want to hear this after the break. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. You can also read our Career Fast Track articles Monday in the 24 hours, page 11 today. And also join our Facebook group for more information and also to get answers to your difficult questions online. Career Columnist is our Facebook group. We'll be back in just a few minutes where we reveal our last two components of step 5. We'll be back 35 seconds.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
I got a job.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. It's great to have you. We're talking only about two things in every single show, and that is doing what you love, making lots of money. And today I'm revealing to you the last two steps of the career management model, a six-step model designed to build hope and provide you a next step. I'm talking about step 5, the 1-3-20 technique. We're off to step 3 now, rather the 3 in the 1-3-20 technique. And that is often you get bombarded with how many positions to apply to online or in applications. You must not apply to more than 3 a week. So that's 3 times 3, that's 9 applications. That's all you need to do. Here is a tip. You must post your resume on Monster. The number of people that I've worked with who have posted their resume on Monster and done nothing except wait by the telephone and have the employer call them is so high that it's worth the time for you to do it. So if you want a low-stress job search and you want the employer actually calling you, post your resume on Monster. I did it, and I ended up getting a call for a dream job for $70,000 many, many years ago with a dream company. So if it can work for me and it works for others, it's got to work for you. So give it a shot. Finally, the 20. You must come up and identify with 20 companies that you'd like to work for. But this is the wonderful news. Do not do any research on those companies. Just come up with 20 companies you'd like to work for. Whether or not they have a job posting, it doesn't matter. Then identify their phone number. And then what we're going to do is we're going to actually call the manager in the department in which you want to work. And we tracked lots of success. When you do and say the next words that are going to come out of my mouth, you have a 40% chance of speaking with a decision maker in firms across North America. Now, it's been proven in London, in Australia, and Hong Kong, but its roots are in North America. And the study was done in North America. So if you want to work in the accounting department, you ask for the accounting manager. If it's finance, you could say the manager of finance or director of finance, because director is above manager. Even the VP level works. Listen, the general manager of Fairmont Hotels spoke to a group that I was teaching at one point and said, no one calls me. I'm desperate for people. Why aren't you calling me? Because many of us don't realize that one of the number one tasks businesses have is not necessarily the running of the business, but it's the hiring of good people to sustain the business. So remember, when you're calling, they're actually looking for you. The number of people that I know who have called and the person picking up says, thank you for calling, I've been looking for someone, has been surprisingly high. So this is what you say. Hi, my name is. I am a business analyst with 2 years' experience. And the purpose of my call is to arrange a 10 to 15 minute meeting to discuss employment opportunities. Do you think Friday would work for you, or would Monday be more convenient to meet? And that's the line. And if you didn't have time to write it down, or you have a photographic memory, check out our podcast. I will podcast this show this week. And all shows are podcasted at citr.ca or through our Facebook group, Career Columnist. It works brilliantly. And as we go into our last 2 minutes of the show, I want to mention step six. And step six is success on the job. And this is a component of our model that is being worked on quite extensively because it is such a large subject. But we've discovered there are four things that people want from a career in general. Number one is you want to feel like you can grow, which means what? Get promoted. Number two, the opportunity to learn. Step number three, a mentor. That is somebody that you can report to, or somebody that can be a guiding light of wisdom and of knowledge in your life. And I'll tell you, it can dramatically reduce your stress when you have a mentor in your life. And the other is good people. And that's number four, a good fit. Your mentor is one person, but you've got to work with the whole firm. That is huge in your career development. And what I've discovered is the way for you to be the most successful on the job is by having a strong connection with your emotional intelligence and a certain level of spirituality or grounded trust in life. And when you have a grounded trust in life through spirituality, whatever you choose, and a level of emotional intelligence, there's a book on that which is great, and spirituality is such a broad subject, but if it's been appealing to you, consider that those two are invaluable in overcoming ego, being clear to who you are, knowing who you are, and understanding your values so that you can make decisions that are in line with who you are, which ultimately greatly impacts your success on the job, doing what you love, and of course being earning what it is you're worth on the market. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I've been your host, Philip DeRoche, and you're listening to a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. Thank you for joining us at our 5:30 time slot. It is now 6. We're done. We'll be seeing you next week at the same time. Our commitment is to be bringing in some guest speakers during the month of May and April so that you can hear from top people in terms of what employers are looking for from you. I always love hearing it from the horse's mouth. If you haven't had a chance, check out our articles in 24 hours every Monday and join our Facebook group, Career Columnist, for new videos we've just posted on career tips. The latest one, the only three reasons an employer actually hires you. It's been good to have you. We'll see you next week.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our